A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets and seats of honor in synagogues. Greetings in marketplaces and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. How many times have you heard or used the phrase, "Do as I say, don't do as I do"? Jesus criticizes the scribes and the Pharisees for this very thing. The crowds and disciples should do and observe what they preach, but not what they actually do. Don't we all fall into this trap now and again? It can be as simple as telling someone to get enough sleep when we are lucky to put in 5 or 6 hours, or suggesting that they eat lots of fruits and vegetables when the main item on our daily menu is chocolate. But on a more serious note, how many of us regularly tell others to be themselves, to love themselves, to be gentle with themselves? This is advice straight from Jesus. Love your neighbors as yourself. But do we actually practice this? How often do we tell ourselves that we're not good enough, talented enough, or hardworking enough? How often do we compare ourselves to others, or even harder, compare ourselves to saints? How often do we not allow ourselves to sing, dance, play, paint, write, preach, you name it, because we don't want to be embarrassed, or we wouldn't be living up to what others think we should be doing? I think you catch my drift. Today, let's consider Jesus' admonishment in the gospel, and not only practice and preach, not only preach loving ourselves, but actually practice it.